Hackney Labour sneaky cuts spark mass resistance. We saved Hackney Children's Centres before, we'll save them again. Brian Debus, Hackney Unison Chair and Socialist Party. The bombshell that Hackney Labour Council is closing two children's centres, and changing to others, has upset the staff and parents, but also generated a groundswell of opposition. Jobs are under threat at all of the centres. Instead of 5 working days' notice, the council broke its own rules by smuggling the report onto its website after 7 p.m. on a Friday evening, to be railroaded through at a council cabinet meeting 3 days later. The reason? A by-election concluded on the Thursday, the day before, in the ward where two of the centres are located, and bordering another. Labour's problems were compounded after its candidate was suspended a week before the election for anti-trans social media posts, but then reinstated hours before the poll closed. The manoeuvring didn't work. Labour lost to the Tories. The by-election was caused by the election of the previous Labour councillor, Caroline Woodley, to the position of Hackney Mayor. Woodley had led proposals to close two of the children's centres in 2022. 2 years ago, we successfully fought the closure of Fernbank and Hillside, after a massive campaign by parents, the Workers' Union Unison, and the Socialist Party. Now Fernbank and Sebright are threatened with closure, while Old Hill and Hillside face changes. The Tory government has announced a supposed expansion of free childcare, see childcare promise meaningless without funding the full cost. Socialistparty.org.uk. For Hackney Labour Council to reduce its provision is one more example of the consequences of meekly implementing Tory central government cuts. It should be expanding childcare services, and sending the government the bill. Strike the workforce at Fernbank has already indicated that it is prepared to ballot for strike action. There will be meetings of Sebright workers on June 7 February. There was a parents' protest on the 29th of January. And there was a Zoom meeting of parents from different centres on the 30th of January. All this in less than a week from the council's decision. See how we won before, victory. Hackney Children's Centres saved.